Who's ready for a fun little mind exercise? I have a friend who routinely fills my social media inboxes with stuff that makes me laugh. Sometimes it makes me wistful, other times it really forces me to think. A few days ago, one of the messages hit the sweet spot and did all of the above. It was a simple offering, "What do you miss?" It led to a longer exchange, mostly dealing, naturally, with people we missed. It would take me forever to list off all the things I missed about my mom, my nana and gramps and other loved ones, and pets. Eventually, since we're still competitive nitwits, we turned it into a game. You got 5 to 10 minutes to, stream of consciousness style, list stuff you missed from back in the day. Then compare lists and see where that took you. Below is a peek into my cluttered mind. Feel free to marvel or recoil in horror at the randomness. See if any of them spark a memory or two for you. There will be a brief homework assignment at the end. Video games, Atari 2600, Sega, 94, and television. New music on the radio. Recording that music off the radio onto a cassette. My Sony Walkman. Riding bikes to a friend's house when no one answered the phone. 50-foot phone cords, party lines. Walking home from the school bus with the cute girl from a grade ahead of you. Board game nights with family. And always having a couple of 500s in your room in case it was Monopoly. Filling your gas tank for $20. Friday night videos. Sound of spikes in a baseball dugout. Everyone watching the nightly news together. Opening the fridge after school and always finding surprises. Teasing my sister's friends. Saturday morning cartoons. Smell of the rink at 6 a.m. In January, the smell of the ball field at 1 p.m. In July, black and white TVs. Watching a movie without also looking at my laptop. The joy of making a choice from the movie store. The curiosity of wondering what was behind the saloon doors. The huge 8,000-pound desk my dad made me. Seeing M.T. Prevost out my window every day. Hockey cards, got, I am. The art of making the perfect mixtape. With the help of extra Columbia House packages arriving in my pet's name. My Camaro. Heading to the arcade at lunch and seeing you still had the top score on Galaga. The day Sports Illustrated arrived in the mail each week. Basement hockey. My 30-inch waist button fly 501 jeans. With the collection of Ralph Lauren polos. Mini Three Musketeers. Sneaking into the zoo as a teenager and nursing a 50-cent beer for an hour. Dancing shirtless at Blues. Waterbeds. Collect calls from, come pick us up, the movie's over, via payphones. Cafeteria food fights, riding in the back of pickups. Climbing trees. Farah. Holding hands for the first time in the snow. Suntanning using baby oil. Waffle trainers. The Sears wish book. Fisher Price castles. Mattel football. Wall posters. Track and field day at school. Hot dog day at school. Giant vats of McDonald's orange drink. A handy cup of ice water at Willow's Beach. Skating outside on the flats. Sesame Street. The go-kart track near Mill Bay. Station wagons. The TV guide. Postcards. Writing letters. Encyclopedias. Single-use plastic bags. I know, but they were handy. Listening to Victoria Cougars games on a transistor radio. Western Speedway. Cassidy Speedway. Lawn darts. Adidas bags. Gator gum. Photo albums instead of my phone. Zeller's fries and gravy. The Roxy. The hungover bus, then ferry trek back from Vancouver. Tubing past the nudists on the Cowichan River. Canada Fitness Awards. Uncle Willie's Buffet. All-Star Wrestling. When my favorite sports teams were good. Scouring the paper placemats at the doghouse. Okay, time's up, so it's your turn. What do you miss? I'd love to hear a few of your fun recollections. Bonus points for shared items from the list above. PQB News, V Free Daily editor Philip Wolf can be reached by phone at 250-905-0019 or by email at philip.wolf@blackpress.ca.